Some of the most highly skilled musicians in Hawaii are members of its military bands. And once a year, Hawaii-based bands from the Air Force, the Marine Corps, Army, and Navy combine for a free concert. Tech Sergeant Ryan Leatherman is the public information officer and an ensemble member for the United States Air Force Band of the Pacific. He told us about plans for the show.
The theme is Letters from Home, mm-hmm. and the idea is to talk about the connection that military members stationed overseas and deployed in a variety of situations have with their family members. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a look at a variety of media that have been used to keep in touch over that time, whether it's letters, radio, television, and in more modern times, Skype and the internet, just trying to focus on how it is that the military member stays in touch with their family and maintains that vital connection during some of the difficult missions that they're a part of.
And then given that this is a joint concert, this being something that is shared by all members, members of all the different services.
Absolutely, and we're going to showcase that on stage as well. We've got members of all five military bands on Oahu that'll be a part of that with us. The Hawaii Army National Guard Band, the 25th Infantry Division Army Band, the Marine Corps Forces Pacific Band, the United States Pacific Fleet Band, and then I'm a member of the United States Air Force Band of the Pacific. So you'll see that joint interoperability that is a hallmark of today's military showcased on stage as well.
Each of them has a mission basically to perform at for the public as well as for military events, right?
That's right, sir. This is a full-time job for those of us that are on active duty in those bands. Mm-hmm. This is the main focus of what we do, mm-hmm. is to perform music, and we become, in a lot of ways, the face of the military to the public. So we'll, in addition to supporting military ceremonies and a lot of on-base events, we'll be out and about trying to connect with the community as well.
I've seen audiences be somewhat surprised to hear a military band at a public event, you know, bust out some rock and roll or some jazz, but you're expected to be pretty versatile, aren't you?
Absolutely, we are. I know in the Air Force Band, I'm personally a saxophone player, and so I'm expected to be able to sit in a concert band, play in a big band and play jazz, get up with a pop band and play that style of music as well, sometimes some classical chamber music. We really end up wearing a lot of different hats in the military.
What kind of daily routine does that make for you?
So really, I can certainly speak about our band, the Air Force Band of the Pacific. We're really a self-contained music business in mm-hmm. that since our mission is to get out and to perform music for us in the Indo-Pacific region, so that takes us all around the Pacific, all of the things that need to happen in-house to get us out on the road, whether it's here on Oahu or traveling to other countries or other parts of the United States, those are the things that we're doing every day. So it's obviously practicing music, but then sometimes writing and arranging music and making sure that product is put together. We do have some messaging that we put together and marketing materials. Mm-hmm. We have to schedule the performances and then work out all of the logistics. We've got folks that are booking travel and lodging and some of those things for us as well. And then since we are active duty members of the military, we have all of those military requirements as well. So fitness, safety, all sorts of training that we have to do to make sure that we're up on the military side of things as well as music. Mm-hmm.
Fitness in particular is quite relevant to the life of a musician, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, for me as a wind player, you know, having the lung capacity built up and making sure I'm in shape to be able to play is very important. And that goes for, you know, every instrument in the band as well. Not only that, but we want to present a strong image of the military in terms of fitness, because that's one of the hallmarks of the military, and that's one of the things that we try to make sure is a part of our appearance when we're out on stage as well.
For you as a musician, has it been a good life, a good training for a musical future?
Absolutely. I came in, actually, I was a graduate student before I joined the Air Force Band. I had a wife and I had two kids and was getting ready to look for a job, and lo and behold, something came open with the Air Force Band of the West in Texas, and won an audition there with them, and that's been a great way to utilize the musical skills that I learned prior to getting into the military and then to serve my country at the same time. So it's a very rewarding experience.
Are you expected to continue to hone those musical skills?
Absolutely. The idea is to maintain and even improve that skill level as we go along.
Does that get tested?
It does. We've got what they call upgrade training that happens at a couple of different points during our careers. But the real test is every day when you sit down to play your instrument, because I'm surrounded by great musicians, and that presses me to want to maintain and even improve and advance my skill level to be able to match them. And it really helps us to put out the best product that we can going for out on stage. And by doing that, represent the excellence that is in everything that the United States Air Force does.
You know, so many musicians on the civilian side who kind of get into it because they love to play their instrument find themselves, you know, hitting snags on the business end or some aspect of the music life that they perhaps had not anticipated. It sounds as if you folks are sort of heading off those possibilities by dealing with all the aspects of the musician's life.
Right, and the military really helps to provide some opportunities that you wouldn't get on the outside of, you know, in the civilian world as a musician, too. It takes a lot of planning, a lot of communication to make sure that we're set together, and then we'll have a week's worth of rehearsals prior to presenting our program on May 19th in the Hawaii Theater. Mm-hmm. And so we'll sort of mix and match, take members of each of the bands and put them together into a concert band, into a big band, into a rock band, and we'll have all of those different teams as a part of the show there.
Tech Sergeant Ryan Leatherman plays saxophone with the United States Air Force Band of the Pacific and serves as its public information officer. He'll be part of the 33rd annual joint military concert at the Hawaii Theater, Saturday, May 19th at 4 p.m. Admission is free, feature a joint performance by members of the Army 25th Infantry Division Band, the Hawaii Army National Guard Band, the Marine Corps Forces Pacific Band, the Navy U.S. Pacific Fleet Band, and the Air Force Band of the Pacific. Details are on our Facebook page, The Conversation.